Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Dean Janes, CEO of Imaging 3 Incorporated, also chairman of the board. And the company Imaging 3 trades on the OTC bulletin boards. The ticker symbol is IMGG. And the company is a medical device manufacturer, distributor, as well as a third-party service provider. Thanks for joining us today, Dean.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, I'll start off by giving us the highlights of the recently filed 10-Q.
Well, our 10-Q that we just recently filed represents, our first quarter financials, which, as you know, we're an emerging technologies company. We fortunately have an existing business, which is C-arms and C-arm tables, where we remanufacture them. I believe we posted a loss, but, the big picture is, and this company is our proprietary technology, the Dominion VI scanner, which is pending FDA approval, which we hope to have approved soon, and head into the marketplace. So, for investors that are looking at this potential company, they need to look at the long-term picture as the potential of the Dominion VI scanner into the marketplace.
Great. So, bring us up to speed on Dominion. Give us some of the uses and applications in the market, as well as talk a little bit about the 3D technology.
Well, excellent question. I mean, we're talking about a truly revolutionary product. I mean, we have two patents on this device. It's when we decided to go down this road, we did an extensive patent search and found nothing in the space whatsoever, which was reaffirmed when our patent was allowed on its first office action and all of its claims. And subsequently, same happened with our continuation patent. It was allowed in its first office action and all of its claims. What this device is, it's circular gantry device that scans around the body in 360 degrees every 2/10 to 8/10 of a second. It takes images, puts those into a 3D construct, and then again updates those every 2/10 to 8/10 of a second, thus giving you real-time 3D imaging. Our device is portable. It plugs into regular wall power and fits through a regular room door, so there's no exotic power requirements or construction requirements to use this device. It can be used throughout the facility in the OR and the ER and the interventional radiology for surgery, spinal surgery, vascular surgery, for diagnosis procedures and minimally invasive surgical techniques. The price point of our product is very attractive as well. It's $550,000, which is 1/3 the cost of a new CT scanner. And our product, our higher end product, also provides CT imagery as well. So it's a really exciting technology and a truly innovative and breakthrough technology that, is pending FDA approval, which we hope to have relatively soon. And we've taken the time through the process to have all of our, to build our manufacturing requirements and potential customers as well as, financing requirements.
Sounds good. And talk about some of the market trends and as far as medical imaging and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the emerging trends.
Well, the current trend today is the economy. It's economy driven, but that actually works to our advantage where, people are looking for bargains. They're looking for high value added products that don't perform just one function and aren't fixed into a single room. And as I've mentioned, our product can be used for several different types of procedures, both diagnostic and for interventional use. Also, our product is mobile. It could be used throughout the facility. So it's not fixed to a single location to only perform urology. It could do urology plus interventional radiology plus surgery plus, trauma. This multifunctionality adds to the attractiveness of a hospital wanting to purchase this. And it could also be used in smaller surgery centers and even in a doctor's office.
And so what differentiates Imaging 3 from other players in your sector? Is that your patented technology? Is it the service or both?
Well, it is. I mean, it's a truly differentiated product, and it's the only product that performs three-dimensional imaging in real time. every competitor out there has 3D, but it's all post-processing, which is usually hours or days old information. Ours is doing this in real time. It's basically, we're in three dimensions, and when doctors are trying to perform procedures using a 2D fluoro system, they can only see depth or direction. They can't see both. They can't be able to see and guide anything invasive into the body or do diagnostic procedures without having to move you or the imaging equipment around you, whereas our device instantaneously generates these images and instantaneously updates those images in less than a second.
Well, that certainly sounds like a good plan. And so talk a little bit about the company's growth, Dean. In terms of growth, will you continue to grow organically or look for M&A activities?
Well, there's some talks, ongoing talks in M&A, but mainly we will grow organically. We'll grow through the leads of the potential purchasers that we've been building from our trade show appearances and you know through our install base. We have over 700 active customers that we've installed over the years since 1993. I actually founded this company to do remanufacturing work and have, you know, a very good, attractive customer base, which we can build off of from there and referrals from there, as well as actively pursuing customers. Like our trade show we were at just last year and will be again at this year's Radiological Society of North America in Chicago. It attracts 70,000 physicians from all over the world, and we've been there for a few years and have attracted great interest in this product.
Great. And walk us through your background and experience, Dean, as well as that of some of the key management team at Imaging 3.
Well, I'm the founder of this company. I founded this company out of the back of my car in 1993 to perform service and remanufacture of X-ray equipment. I'm a biomedical engineer, and I've worked for most of the major manufacturers as either an engineer or a support technician to assist with high-end products like CT, MR, and cath labs. I have my president, COO, who's a UCLA grad who helps us with international distribution issues as well as partnerships for manufacturing. His name's Chris Son. Javier Aguilera has over 20-plus years' experience in banking and in healthcare. He's on the boards of a few banks and also of a few hospitals. Mike Nesson, my VP of Business Development, has been in business for decades with experience in building sales and management teams, and he brings a lot to the table as well. Well, we have a really good group of management that is focused on taking this product to the marketplace and making it a success.
So, yeah, talk a little bit about that. What specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
As far as sales?
You know, as far as overall the company objectives. You know,
okay, well, you know, well, basically we have our major milestone with FDA approval, which we hope to have relatively soon. The next milestone will be distributing the product to what we call luminary sites. We'll have a dozen, half dozen sites that will be high-profile sites of you know, with esteemed facilities like, well, I can't really name names, but major facilities all over the United States where we can draw from their strengths as far as having the exposure into the medical community. And from those sites, we'll use those as demonstration sites to have other facilities, potential buyers go and visit, call, do site visits to see this technology in action. And that's our first year milestone of what we expect to do in sales. Now, we have many, many more sales lined up from there. We hope to have, you know, in our first year, roughly between, you know, a dozen to three dozen systems installed throughout the country. Now, we could go much further beyond that, but I think initially we'll have a slower entry pace, but we'll definitely, you know, start going into the hundreds of systems beyond that.
Sure. And in terms of investors, do you believe that investors understand the general direction of the company?
I believe so. We've had a very strong following since we became public, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago, and a very strong strong following with investors. And many of our investors, friends, family, and others that came along, you know, through our private offering, have been following us before we were a public company, before we even had a patent. And you know, obviously they're all anxiously anticipating our FDA approval and getting our, you know, getting ourselves towards a development company to a production company.
Sure, and once again, joining us today is Dean Janes, founder, CEO, and chair of Imaging 3 Incorporated, and the company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is IMGG. Once again, IMGG on the OTC bulletin board, currently trading at 5 cents a share. And before we conclude, Dean, what are some of the key reasons why Imaging 3 represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and I think this is the type of company every investor is looking for. You know, a company on the verge of a major milestone, and having a truly revolutionary product that's patented, and not just with a single patent, but multiple patents and multiple claims. So I think that that's really the attractive aspect. And our share price is a steal right now at 5 cents a share. It's a bargain. I think this is a very attractive investment for people that are looking for a breakout company.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
I appreciate you having me.
Great.